Indeed. Well, in some ways, the Freudian interpretation is rather obvious. We need to talk because the either the context of some something that we need to judgment. And it's definitely true that after writing the judgment, that rooted down the thoughts and capacities came from Latinus, that includes the phrase, thoughts of Freud naturally. What exactly these thoughts were, we can't now reconstruct. It's worth mentioning too that from Wilhelm Freudian wordplay in Kafka, not of us now, I don't think it's the key to Kafka, but in the judgment, the word verkehr is quite conspicuous, and verkehr means book of contact, it means traffic, in that sense, it drives the last word of the story, and it also means, in the form of direct verkehr, sexual intercourse. So in a way, sexual intercourse is basically being hinted at in the story, and not quite uttered. And there's some more wordplay that Freud and Kafka, which is very much the kind of wordplay that Freud talks about in his early books, especially the psychopathology of everyday life. Kafka knowledge of Freud is about coming from conversation, and I think it's not quite the same to win from the extent of the Freud, but to the Freud's people from the university. But what one psychoanalyst who knew personally about the very features of Otto Gross, Gross was about radical psychoanalysis, the real problems of the family. Although the present day Western family was a tyrannical patriarchal structure, simply there to impose rules on people, and above all, to restrict their sexual rights. Gross was the advocate of free love. So much so, in fact, that in 1913, the King sent him to Jerusalem, that his father had been arrested on the ground of moral insanity and confined in an asylum. There was an outcry. Many intellectuals took sides on behalf of the group, and he was eventually released. The two connections captured here, one is that the father, who had his son arrested, was a professor of law whose lecture that Kafka had attended. The other was that a year or two later, Kafka got to know Otto Gross personally, who was here. They talked to them and even planned to come up to found a journal together. I think here it is. The journal had the purpose of combating the world of power. Kafka's own reflection of the family, published by the Gross, occur quite a lot in his letters. The other family was oppressive, and oppressive not only from the parents were brutal, but also even more from the parents were kind. But all the parents want to do, he says, is to shape the child into what they want the child to be. So that's what he aims at, what he thinks should be the goal of life, is to cultivate his own individuality. The parents and teachers try to prevent one. One of the sisters consults him about the education of her son. The Catholic arrives to send the boy to a progressive school outside Brisbane, wrong in fact with a Scottish from educationist A.S. Neil. The sister, however, didn't take this advice. Catholic views of the family and the education of young people were extremely radical. Towards the end of his life, he planned, it seems quite seriously, to emigrate to Dora Dumont to Palestine, and you can easily imagine that he would be sympathetic for the kibbutz movement. In fact, in his notebook, circa 1918, he was trying to sketch a kind of utopian colony of workers who have no individual possessions, but all work for common good. So, in social terms, he was quite a radical thinker. His wisdom day to day life, he had a strong social conscience. The very distressed the workers came to the office asking for compensation for the actions they suffered, and the Catholic thought they really were blamed and not too modest. During the war, he worked to raise money for the care of shell shocked soldiers.